My friends, I've sent Chef Eric out to the grill because I'm fat and I need sustenance. I've got nothing to eat because when we brought in the sliders, everybody ate everything. Now, I don't have the luxury of running out to see the eggheads out there. They are cooking away, and in fact, we have two of the most famous, or in some cases infamous, eggheads in eggheaddom. We have, of course, a very good friend of ours. We always hook up when we get a chance to sit down and cook eggs, swap egg stories, and drink pomatinis. Of course, you know that name, Kim Youngblood, and right next to him, the man who has either the third, the fourth, or the fifth largest egg fest and only his third time out, second largest egg fest and only his third time out, which comes in May. We have the Honorable. See, you're just Kim. He's the Honorable John Hall.
He is.
Well, that's true.
Angel, do that for you.
No, that's called seasoning. That's how we do it. Kim, great to see you again. This is, gosh, the last couple of times we've been able to schedule so we can be here when you're here because you always draw a crowd.
Yeah, we love it when we come to the store and cook some really good food. We're about to put on some peach cobbler right now and cook it on the egg, and we've done potatoes and sliders and cinnamon rolls and my wife's world-famous secret recipe for cheese straws.
Oh, those cheese crackers were outstanding. And I mean, I could just see there sitting lakeside somewhere because if you happen to hook up with Kim's Facebook site, you'll see almost every weekend some beautiful pictures of the beach somewhere.
Photoshop is a wonderful thing.
yeah. That's what you tell the bosses. Yeah, I just Photoshop that, you know. But it's amazing. And, of course, great anniversaries occur certain times and everything else. So it's been a great week for you.
Yeah, we have birthdays and anniversaries. About half the people out here cooking are either celebrating an anniversary or a birthday or both. So.
Well, one thing we're all going to be celebrating coming up in October, it is the famous Eggtoberfest. And you've been to, have you missed one?
Yeah, I've missed a couple, but not in the last 4 or 5 years. So we're looking forward to the new Stone Mountain Park venue, and I think it's going to be great with a lot of 200 or 300 cooks, and we'll be out there with our North George Agri group and having a great time. It'll be fun.
And the party the night before?
There'll be parties, I'm sure. Pomatinis will be flowing.
Well, that's what I count on. And having it out at Stone Mountain is going to be great because you have all the beautiful scenery. Plus, you know, if you're out there for the day, you can have a lot of things to do.
Right.
You know,
right.
I mean, if you want to take a break from Eggtoberfest, you can take a...
Why would you?
Well, I wouldn't. I mean, I'm going to be there all day from start to finish, but...
But for Sunday, when you're there Sunday, you could go to...
Well, I'm always in church all day.
Yeah, I know. Well,
yeah, well you know. But anyway, look at those buttons and everything. Well, I know you're looking forward to it. Have you already thought up what you're going to cook at Eggtoberfest this year?
We know we're going to be cooking. It's buffalo chicken, chicken dip, something. I don't know what it is. But it's a really good sandwich.
And that's what's great about coming out to Oktoberfest, because one price gets you all the food you can eat.
Right.
Because you'll never make it through.
No.
You got 200, 300 cooks. And you just...
Not on your best day.
Yes.
My best day.
We've tried. In fact, Kim and I have tried to start at one end and walk to the other and eat something from each one. You can't do it. So you can stuff yourself. Plus, you get little knickknacks and goodies. And, I mean, it's really worth it. But we happen, since we're next to the senior here, the man who is the king.
We call him the godfather. But
The godfather. The well, you know, I see the cotton balls in his mouth, and he talks like this. It is John Hall, and John, you have an egg fest that occurs in mid-May that is an absolutely must-attend. Even if you don't know about anything about eggs, it's the place to be.
It's the must-attend. It's the most amazing venue of all the egg fests, and actually our second year, not counting Eggtoberfest, is the largest egg fest in the country. This year or next year, we're going to have probably 150 cooks and maybe 1,500 more people show up for this thing.
And they've got nice hotel accommodations you can get, camping facilities, you can go up there.
Everything's within walking distance of the fest. The hotel
It's funny you should say walking distance, because I noticed several people, having been by the Youngbloods booth, I don't think walking was exactly the state of physical being they were in.
Within walking distance and actual walking distance are two different things.
Very good.
For those that don't want to walk, I have a shuttle.
Tell us where it is, when it is, how can people, because if you don't get up there and get your reservations early, you're going to have a long walk back to Atlanta.
Yes, it's May 16th, 17th, 2014. It's in Hiawassee, Georgia, which is way north, about 1 mile south of the North Carolina border. And the Egg Fest registration will be open January 1st. And this year we sold out 100 cooked tickets in about 13 hours, so you better jump on it.
And you better bring some game. I mean, if you think you're just going to come and bring hamburgers, you're going to embarrass yourself. I mean, you got to come up because eggheads, see, this is what makes egg cooking different than all the other grills in the world. You can do so many more things on the egg. And that's why the eggheads really came about. This is a group of very dedicated people to the art form of grilling on the big green egg. And, I mean, Kim, you've done classes just on some of the things you all created.
Right. We try and go out and teach people all the different things you can do. One of the things Jenny and I like to do is show people how to bake on the egg. John's a great baker on the egg as well. And people just, we've got one friend here from high school in South Georgia, had an egg for 15 years, and all he's ever cooked is turkeys until he came to one of the store cooks a couple of months ago and totally was blown away by what we were doing. Now he now can bake and do other things. So, yeah, these Egg Fests are great to learn.
And that's why the people that come really have some serious game. And, John, tell people about your venue, because the venue is so cool.
The venue's at the Georgia Mountain Fairground. It's beautiful venue right on Lake Chattoog with mountains all around. It's a shady area with permanent booths we put the eggers up in. And it's the most amazing venue you'll ever see.
Well, we had the honor of being invited to the we've been invited to all three, but unfortunately due to scheduling conflicts with Memphis in May, the last two we were unable, but we were there for the inaugural.
Yes, sure.
And we sat around up on the top of the hill that night when you had your amazing aprons presented to you, which I will never forget. In fact, it was amazing how close to the physique your apron was, John, from what I've been told. Yeah. Now, I don't know. But anyway,
I don't know how you know that.
Well, that's what Kim told me.
TMI.
Yeah, but anyway, but they don't know, let's say there, they don't know how unique the apron was. Yes, that's right. But we sat there, and you asked me, what did I think? And I told you then, I thought this was the most amazing Egg Fest I had been to outside of Eggtoberfest. And you, I don't think you realized, I'm not surprised at all how quickly you've grown, because this is such an amazing event and a venue that matches.
Well, it's all that. It's a perfect venue, and people come from, you know, long distance. We're in a very low population area, so people come in. We have a lot of people coming in from out west, New Mexico, Colorado. They come every year.
Canada.
They're coming in from everywhere.
Well, that's what eggheads do. Right. When they find out there's an egg fest somewhere. In fact, we're trying diligently to put the first Eggtoberfest ever in New Orleans. Now, can you imagine,
really?
Especially if it's downtown New Orleans, can you imagine the draw that would be? Because we're trying to get it down near Harrah's so that you can actually grill and chill. And we found a campground in the center of New Orleans.
Wow.
About a half mile from the venues that we're looking at. So we're trying to put together an egg fest, and what we're trying to do is we're trying to do it as a fundraiser to buy Christmas trees and turkeys for our armed forces.
Wow.
Who's,
that would be a great
so
cost.
if we could do something like that, we would be honored if you guys would come down to the first, because can you imagine what they'll be cooking down there? Gator, jambalaya, etouffees. Can you imagine what and then what you guys bring down there? I mean, we would have a party.
We'll be there.
Well, I'll tell you what, John, it was an honor to be to you first. We're looking forward to coming to 14 and getting back in touch, because you all really do an amazing job. And I know you couldn't do it without the tremendous support of your wife and the tremendous team that you have, and then the people like Kim Youngblood and his wife and all the great North Georgia Eggers that are, they have really become family that has really helped grow.
Yes. Well, that's the thing about Big Green Egg, the Big Green Egg family. We're so close. I've got friends all over the country just because of my connections with the Big Green Egg, and so does Kim. And by the way, I want to tell you, Kim puts on a fantastic class at the
yes.
Georgia Mountain Egg Fest. It's an entry grade level class, but he covers everything that a new green egger would want to know about, and he does a fantastic job of that.
Whether it's John Hall or Kim Youngblood, if there's an event, you know they're going to be there. You know it's going to be top-notch if they're there. And there's nothing like the North Georgia Egg Fest in the 16th and 17th?
16th, 17th of May.
May in 2014. And you'll want to be there. It's really going to be impressive because January 1, if you're 14 hours, you're too late. You might be 10 hours and too late.
That's
so
right.
We're just telling you, keep it posted. We'll post it on our website. Kim, thank you all so much. We'll see you at Eggtoberfest.
You bet.
Looking forward to it. Well, you know, my friends, coming up, we have that segment of the show you anxiously await. It is the mystery guest. And, oh, boy, do we have a mystery guest for you this week. Food, fun, and celebrating the good life. It's all about food, fat, and getting fatter. That's what we do here on Chef and a Fat Man, taking it to the waistline for you, the peeps.